Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to your Jefferson County Commissioners Court meeting for Monday, September 26, 2011. It's good to have all of you here. We'll begin this meeting today with a invocation led by Commissioner Senegal, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance led by Commissioner Alford. If you'll rise with us, please.
Please bow your head. Let everybody get in. Heavenly Father, again, I thank you for this opportunity to stand here and profess my faith, my gratitude, my thanks for you allowing me to see another day. I pray for this county. I pray for the staff and the elected officials of this county. I pray for our retiree who's given 40 years to kids and trying to get them on the right track. I pray for him and his family that you bless them continuously as you've done me and the entire world. I ask these blessings in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, today we're going to take a few items out of order. We're going to begin with two items under Commissioner's Court and one item under Juvenile Probation. Item E is to consider and under Commissioner's Court, it's to consider and possibly approve a proclamation for National Disability Employment Awareness Month. Item J is to consider and possibly approve a proclamation for National Breast Cancer Awareness Month. And under Juvenile Probation, item A is to consider and possibly adopt a resolution recognizing James Bubba Martin, Jr. for 40 years of dedicated service to the Jefferson County Juvenile Probation Services Department and to the citizens of Jefferson County and wishing him well in his retirement. Do I have a motion on those items?
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Senegal, seconded by Commissioner Arnold. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Those items pass unanimously. Judge Thorne and Bubba, if you'd like to come up, I can read this. This proclamation reads, be it remembered that at a meeting of Jefferson County Commissioners Court held today, whereas James Bubba Martin, Jr. has distinguished himself in his educational endeavors, which include a B.S. degree from Lamar University and a Master of Arts in Criminology and Corrections from Sam Houston State University, and whereas Chief Martin has for over 40 years faithfully served Jefferson County in the Juvenile Probation Services Department, and since 1988 has been the Chief Juvenile Probation Officer, and whereas Chief Martin has unselfishly given of his time and talents to serve various boards and activities, which are too numerous to name, but which include President of the Texas Probation Association, two terms to the Board of Directors of the Probation Association, Vice Chair of the Evelyn M. Lord Teen Court Board, Vice Chair of the Jefferson County Youth Academy Board, Board Member of the Southeast Texas Regional Planning Commission, Criminal Justice Committee, ordained deacon of the First Baptist Church in Nederland, chair of the Foster Grandparents of Southeast Texas, past member of the Fairway House, Inc. for mentally challenged adults, former Eagle Scout, chairman of the Drug Abuse Prevention Program that brought professional athletes to speak to area high schools, board member of the Hope Center, and currently on the Texas Juvenile Probation Commission Advisory Council and member of the National Council of Juvenile and Family Court Judges, and chairman of the Juvenile Legislative Committee, Texas Probation Association. And whereas Chief Martin has received certifications in juvenile management, correctional management, National Academy of Corrections, professional administrator in juvenile justice by the National Council of Juvenile and Family Court Judges, and received the Presidential Award by the Texas Probation Association, whereas he was directly involved in the planning and construction of the Minnie Rogers Juvenile Justice Center, and has been actively involved in grant writing, public speaking, and served on the faculty of Lamar University teaching classes in crime and delinquency, juvenile justice, and correctional counseling, in And whereas Chief Martin has received the Presidential Award by the Texas Probation Association, the Don Kelly Southeast Texan of the Year Award in 2010, was nominated as Outstanding Young Man of Beaumont, an Outstanding Young Man of America, received the Outstanding Young Law Enforcement Award. You're not so young anymore, Chief.
He did say two different things.
And whereas Chief Martin has earned the respect and gratitude of his colleagues, co-workers, and all who know him, and has now decided to retire and enjoy life pursuing his hobbies and spending more time with his family, now therefore be it resolved that the Commissioners Court of Jefferson County, Texas does hereby honor and commend Chief Martin for his dedicated service as a valuable employee of Jefferson County and wishing him well in his retirement.
You'd think after 40 years he wouldn't be bashful, but he's being bashful. Is this thing on? All right. The only thing that he's done better in the last 40 years is be married to his lovely wife, Carolyn, who's 41 years. Where is she? There she is. No, she's taking pictures. And he's done an excellent job at that. I do want to introduce his replacement, Mr. Ed Cockrell, who the board has voted to replace Chief, and he's got really big shoes to follow, but I know he can do it. Come on, Chief, say something.
Well, that was an awful nice resolution. There was a lot more than needed to be said, that's for sure. I thought this 40-plus years is... was a long time. Opened up the paper this morning, the Port Arthur News said a pastor down there, Brother Williams, I believe, Starlight Baptist Church, been on pastoring there for 50 years. And then Bowman Enterprise has an article in there about a firefighter that's been getting ready to retire after like 56 or 57 years. So it makes mine seem like kind of short. Maybe I shouldn't be retiring. I got a little more time to go. But nevertheless, it's been a wonderful experience. Compliments to the Commissioner's Court for the support that they have given the Juvenile Probation Department over the years. I was looking at the plaque on the Minnie Rogers Juvenile Justice Center just today as I walked by, and none of you were on that plaque just 9 years ago when we moved into that facility. But still, Commissioner's Court represents all of what Commissioner's Court does in Jefferson County, and has always been a great asset to us, and of course, always been willing to listen. Maybe we didn't always agree on things, but always willing to listen and try to come to some sort of terms about what our needs were and that sort of thing. For that, we are very thankful. And Minnie Rogers Juvenile Justice Center, no question, is one of my biggest, it wasn't just my accomplishment, but it was an accomplishment that occurred while I was the chief, and that stands out in my mind, and I'm so thankful for that and for what we have to pass on to Ed and the rest of the staff and for this county. So thank you very much, and I appreciate all that you've done for us.
Thank you, Chief.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
I just want to personally thank Chief Martin for his incredible leadership and the example that he has set and the kindness and the compassion that he has shown for Jefferson County youth who have been through the Juvenile Probation Department, the tremendous concern and the care and the love that he has personally demonstrated, along with the, I would say, the example that he set for his staff, has really caused that department to have such an emphasis on rehabilitation rather than just punishment, and that's made all the difference in the world in the lives of our young people. So thank you, Chief Martin, personally, and on behalf of IEA, Inspire, Encourage, Achieve, and all the kids that you've worked with. The number of times that he's come to programs himself and has sat with the kids and worked with them and talked to them, it's virtually unheard of anyone who is the chief of department to take it to that level and really at the grassroots and to work so closely with the young people. So I applaud his efforts as well. We're going to miss him, but he promises that he'll still work with us.
Yes. Mrs. Martin, I believe that you're probably going to have to get some new furniture at home, because every time he comes into my office before budget hearings and sits down to talk to me, you can tell that he doesn't want to stay very long. He bounces up and down. And I think he's worn out the springs in my office. So,
Bubba, I had the occasion many years ago to work with you on several projects, and you're a good man, good Christian man, and you did a great job. And Ed, you got some big shoes to fill, but he's put that department together for you, so you're going to inherit some good people and a good process for what we do. So thank you, Bubba.
Chief, I'd just like to say for the 7 or 8 years we've known each other, I have come to respect you immensely. When you come to the budget workshops, you've always put together a bare-bones budget, didn't ask for anything that you didn't absolutely need, and believe me, that's refreshing, and I appreciate that from a lot of other things that you've done. And from listening to your resume today of the things that you've accomplished, Ms. Martin is going to have a lot of time for you to do a lot of honey-dos when you get through here, so you might want to reconsider that retirement. Thank you for everything that you've done.
Yeah, and Bubba, I want to say thank you also, because that's several passions in my life, but kids and senior citizens are two of the top. And to be dedicated to kids, I taught school for 20 years, special ed, kids with problems, and you saw a few of mine, and I never gave up on a kid. I always told them they're going to give up on me. So those that wasn't successful gave up on me. But I have no doubt, I've been knowing Ed a while, I know his family, that you left us in good shape. I have no doubt. Thank you. Congratulations.
Bubba, I have had the opportunity to sit on a couple of boards with you. And like Ms. Rogers said, you put not only, we'll just say, you talk the talk, but you also get out and walk the walk. Those things, a lot of times when you get in a position like yours, you don't have to do, but I've seen you do it. So congratulations and Godspeed, because 40 years of working anywhere is a lifetime in some people. And I know you had to love what you did and the love for it. Ms. Martin, you have him now. Put the whoop on him.
Next, I understand that we have a speaker. We're going to look at Adam E, which is to consider and possibly approve a proclamation for National Disability Employment Awareness Month. I believe Commissioner Arnold is going to read that. Do we have anybody here representing National Disability Employment?
No.
Oh, great. Would you like to come up?
How do I follow that? Really? Seriously?
Let me start out by reading the proclamation, and then we would entertain comments from you. In representing or recognizing the National Disability Employment Awareness Month, whereas Texas has a workforce of 12.3 million, and whereas people with physical, intellectual, and mental health disabilities can and do make significant contributions to the workforce, and whereas in 1988, Congress declared October to be National Disability Employment Awareness Month to acknowledge the employment needs and contributions of individuals with all types of disabilities, and whereas Governor Rick Perry has proclaimed October 2011 to be Disability Employment Awareness Month in Texas, and whereas the Spindletop Center, formerly Spindletop Mental Health, Mental Retardation, helps people with disabilities obtain job skills and employment and prepares them to retain those jobs in Jefferson, Hardin, Orange, and Chambers counties. Now, therefore, the Commissioners Court of Jefferson County does hereby proclaim October 2011 as Disability Employment Awareness Month in Jefferson County, and we urge all in our county to become aware of the efforts that are being made to assist those with disabilities and of the benefits of employing these persons, to be signed this day by Judge Brannick and all four commissioners. Thank you.
Thank you. I'm Jana Fulbright from the Smittletop Center, and I just wanted to thank you for having us back here. We're here with our friends from the Arc of Greater Beaumont. Thank you so much. People with disabilities of all sorts make amazing contributions to the workforce community. And if you're not entertaining those folks as people that you want to employ, you're missing out. We have people that we help maintain employment in restaurants, in all sorts of different places. And they do an amazing job, and they do wonderful things. They want the same things that you and I want. They do. To live as independently as possible, to pay taxes, to have their own incomes, to have their own houses. And so we try to help them at the Spindletop Center do that. And I wanted to introduce Randy Whitman from JobQuest Employment Services that works with Spindletop Services, just to speak to you really briefly.
Thank you for your time. I've been doing employment assessment and matching for probably 30 years with Beaumont State Center. We combined with Life Resources about 11 years ago to form Spindletop. And I will say that folks with disabilities are probably historically and statistically the most underused labor force that are available. And what we do as job developers is we get with our consumers, find out their wants, their needs, their gifts, and we match them with the needs of employers. We're about building relationships. We're about finding out what an employer needs and providing them with a qualified applicant. Now, you see behind me a smattering of a few of the folks that we provide services to. We provide services to folks with intellectual developmental delay, autism. We also partner with DARS, which used to be called TRC, to provide services to folks with could have other disabilities, addictions that are, you know, being worked with. So I guess I'm sort of like Kellogg's Corn Flakes. I want to say we're here to reintroduce ourselves again. There are some tremendous employees here that want a job and they want to work, and we'd like to talk to any employers about that possibility. Thank you.
I didn't realize I had a whole crowd behind me. One more thing. We'd like to thank Chief Martin. Did you say that you were on the board of the Hope Center? He's gone. That's a Spindletop affiliated program that's wonderful, and I'm just glad that he did that. It's fantastic. Thank you so much.
Thank you. And next, if we have representatives of the Julie Rogers Gift of Life Breast Cancer Awareness Month, Commissioner Senegal is going to read this proclamation. Ms. Domino, Ms. McCollum.
Good afternoon.
Hello. Ms. Good afternoon. Morris, I'm sorry. I'm going back years.
Yes.
I'll read this proclamation first, ma'am. Let me read this proclamation.
In honor of the Julie Rogers Gift of Life Program, 2011 National Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Whereas October 2011 is National Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and whereas the Julie Rogers Gift of Life program will celebrate Breast Cancer Awareness Month with a month-long regional awareness campaign, Putting on the Pink, which includes the provisions of free clinic breast exams and mammograms for medically underserved women, extensive educational outreach, a Breast Cancer Survivors Project, Bravo, Applause for the Cause, the Pink Shopping Card Project, and a Pink Ribbon Awareness Initiative, Tighter Town Pink. And whereas on Saturday, October 1st, in downtown Beaumont, the Gift of Life will host the inaugural Julie Rogers Proctor 5K Ribbon Run Walk, followed by All That Jazz and Tony, 11:30 a.m., Beaumont Civic Center. A New Orleans-themed luncheon and a production featuring nationally renowned performer Tony Orlando and top female vocalist Yvonne Washington and her band, The Mix. The event will also include a presentation by breast cancer survivors and activist Kathy Latour and the celebratory Promenade of Courage, an inspiring moment when cancer survivors take center stage as warriors against the disease, and whereas October 21st, 2011 is National Mammography Day, mammography, right? Okay. Day, And whereas this year, an estimated 232,620 new cases of female breast cancer will be diagnosed, and 39,907 women will die from the disease in the United States. And whereas mammography and X-ray of the breast is recognized as the single most effective method of detecting breast cancer early. And whereas the Julie Rogers Gift of Life program provides more than 1,800 free mammograms and clinical breast exams for the medically underserved each year and makes available follow-up care for individuals who need additional testing and treatment following their screening. And whereas the Gift of Life has helped extend the lives of more than 120 women whose breast cancer was detected at Gift of Life screenings and who were provided access to follow-up treatment, and whereas several thousand individuals are provided cancer awareness education and information at numerous Gift of Life Sydney Chief Dolphin breast cancer or outreach programs and area health fairs each year. And whereas the Gift of Life and Baptist Hospital of Southeast Texas have established a Pink Power Network support group to provide educational opportunities, a platform for shared experiences and assistance in the cancer journey through monthly meetings for breast cancer patients, survivors, caregivers, and family members. And now therefore be resolved that the Commissioner's Court of Jefferson County does hereby proclaim the month of October 2011 as Breast Cancer Awareness Month and putting on the pink October 1st as Julie Rogers Gift of Life Program Day and October 21st as Mammography Day in Jefferson County, Texas. Thank you.
My name is Linda Domino, and I'm honored to serve as Vice President of the Gift of Life Board. And this lady is Nell McCallum-Warren, our President of the Gift of Life Board. I would like to invite all members that are here for the Gift of Life to come stand with me, please. On behalf of our board members, volunteers, and cancer survivors, we thank you for allowing the Gift of Life to present a proclamation for Breast Cancer Awareness Month to highlight our program's meaningful services and special events. We were here recently and we discussed our new ovarian cancer initiative and are happy to be back to further increase awareness of the Gift of Life Breast Cancer Program. You have heard the disease statistics and the impact our organization has on the lives of Southeast Texans in need of free screenings. And we are so fortunate to be able to expand our efforts to include a breast cancer support group, the Pink Power Network. Already this year, six medically underserved women have been diagnosed with breast cancer following free Gift of Life mammograms and are being navigated into treatment. We are gratified by your continued support of our efforts and invite you to join us in downtown Beaumont on Saturday, October 1st, for the Julie Richardson Proctor 5K Ribbon Run Walk, followed by the All That Jazz Luncheon and Tony Orlando Show. At all of the Gift of Life events, our survivors are featured, and they, along with a guest of their choice, receive complimentary invitations. If you happen to know of any breast cancer or ovarian or other gynecological cancer survivor who would like to attend and has not received an invitation, just let us know. We will make that happen. Additionally, I couldn't pass up this opportunity. As the chair of the Pink Shopping Cart Project, I just could not let this opportunity pass me by without showing this wonderful little pink shopping cart directory, and the pink shopping cart is on the back part right here. The pink shopping carts may be purchased for a $50 tax-deductible donation to the Gift of Life. This little pink card will be accepted by more than 600 merchants in Southeast Texas, places that men as well as women, will enjoy using the Pink Shopping Card for a 20% savings. And each time someone purchases one of these wonderful little Pink Shopping Cards, the Gift of Life benefits and is able to provide even more educational programs and services in Southeast Texas. So the Pink Shopping Card can be used for 12 discount shopping days, October 27th through November 7th, and we are so appreciative to the wonderful merchants and business establishments who partner with the Gift of Life to make this project possible. And we are appreciative of all the people in Southeast Texas who purchase one of our Pink Shopping Cards, and also they get to enjoy the 20% savings while shopping right here in Beaumont and Southeast Texas. And we look forward to seeing all of you on Saturday, October 1st. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Domino. I'll be out there Saturday morning. I'm hoping for 65-degree weather.
Yes. Yes, we are too. Thank you.
And don't bring Mr. Mulcahy back here if he doesn't wear his pink shirt.
Thank you, Judge and Commissioners. We appreciate your continued support. You've always been in our corner, and we need that. In addition to all the other good things that make me proud to be the president of the Gift of Life, this year we were nominated and selected by the Foundation of the Texas Medical Association as the number one organization in Texas providing critical medical care for people in Texas. So that's quite a distinguished recognition, and we're really proud to boast about that.
Justly proud.
Judge, see you all Saturday.
Judge, you. We look forward
Judge
to.
Before they leave, I would like to say one thing. Ms. Rogers, you know, I know you normally get to the back. I just received, before coming here, I was looking at television, and they had Mr. Paul Jones and Alberta on a commercial. I'll say this. Y'all make Alberta talk from now on, not Paul. But more important than that, sometimes people don't understand the gems that exist in the community. Well, like you said, there were six individuals already been diagnosed. That's lives in our community. And it is of great honor and pleasure to make sure that this court and this individual recognize you guys, because you do so much for the community. And that's each and every one of you that's a part of this. Well, and up and beyond the call of duty. So we, and this commissioner, extremely, extremely appreciate what you do for the community, and everyone in this community know about you. In Austin and in Washington, I've talked to people saying they wish they had someone to push the banner like you guys do, and that is great for any community.
Thank you so much. And the reason that we are so successful is because of all these wonderful people back here who are survivors, volunteers. We have a male breast cancer survivor with us today, Dave Mulcahy. Dave, come here. Really, because a lot of people don't realize that men can get breast cancer. And he's a proponent of early testing and prevention and the necessity to get it checked. Also, I just want to reiterate how much we love you and appreciate you folks. I know it sounds like a love fest here, but that's really the way I feel. And to you two, Commissioners Senegal and Bo Alford, your take a friend to a doctor days are just incredible. I wasn't able to be there, but I understand you had more attendance than ever before. So we're all doing our part to really try to raise the awareness and make screenings and testing available to those who are unable to afford it. And that's really what it's about. As I hear the gentleman who's now the new head of MD Anderson, whose family came from Portugal. His father was a Portuguese immigrant, and they had no money at all. And he's now leading the number one cancer facility in the world. He said, "We will be judged as how we treat the least in our society." And certainly, we should not judge someone by how little or how much money he or she has in her pocket or his pocket. So we thank you for being our partners and caring and loving us as we love you. It's a mutual admiration society. Thank you so much.
Yes, ma'am. Ms. Rogers, I want to say, and I didn't want to do a shameless plug because this is not what it's about, but the health fair that I've mimicked after
yes.
the mentoring of Commissioner Alford is not to duplicate or imitate. It's trying to save lives, what you've been doing.
Absolutely.
I've watched you for years as city councilman, now as a county commissioner, and what you give is life. When you provide these type of service, you and your staff and the ladies, the volunteers, as well as the people that have been affected by these disease. My grandmother-in-law passed away from breast cancer. So what you do save lives. And one thing I told the media this week is that they said, well, why health fair? I said, because it saves lives. It's that simple. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
All right. Well, we'll get along with other items. We'll begin with the rest of the agenda today with items under purchasing. Item A is to note that no qualifications were received on the RFQ for commercial lease of property at Jack Brooks Regional Airport, and we'll continue to work on that issue. Item B is to award a contract for access road improvements for Jack Brooks Regional Airport to Excavators and Constructors Limited of Port Arthur, Texas, in the amount of $1,400,431.45. Item C is to consider and possibly approve, execute, receive, and file a change order to the Jefferson County Masonry and Windows Restoration Phase 3 with Phoenix 1 Restoration and Construction Limited to add and deduct various changes in the contract. The contract sum and completion time will remain unchanged by this order, this change order. Item D is to consider and possibly approve, execute, receive, and file a renewal for a term contract for hydrated lime for Jefferson County with Austin White Lime Company for the period October 5th, 2011 to October 4th, 2012. Item E is to consider and possibly approve, execute, receive, and file a renewal of a term contract for hydrated lime for Jefferson County with Chemical Lime Company for the period October 5th, 2011 to October 4th, 2012. Item F is to consider and approve, execute, receive, and file a memorandum of understanding with Local Government Solutions and Jefferson County Health and Welfare in connection with the DIR contract for the period November 1st, 2011 to November 1st, 2012. Item G is to consider and possibly approve an addendum to equipment lease purchase agreement with DLL Public Finance LLC in accordance with RFQ 5-044-DD. Item H is to consider and approve, execute, receive, and file a lease agreement with Eco Lab in Jefferson County for a dish machine at a rate of $209.95 per month in accordance with buy board contract 18414. That's for a dishwasher for the jail here at the courthouse. Item I is to consider and approve disposition of salvage property as authorized by local government code 263.1511 for broken or obsolete items. Do I have a motion on those items? Moved by Commissioner Weaver, seconded by Commissioner Arnold. Is there any discussion on any of those items?
Just a question. You said we will continue to look at this A. What seemed to be the problem, Deb?
At which one?
A. Yes, sir. Did we have some criteria to go by to get the RFQ together in the beginning? Interesting.
Judge, if I'm, oh, sorry, you finished, Commissioner?
Yeah, you can go on ahead, I'll get
no,
to
No, I'm sorry, I thought you.
I want to get further clarity on C.
That's what I was fixing to
C?
Speak
okay
on.
Then, yeah. All right.
C has to do with the, what we call Phase 2 through 4, I guess, of the restoration of the historical courthouse. Yeah, this is the third change order that has come across due to finding defects and things that were hidden from the original pre-bid and pre-evaluation process. Thus far, this particular change order, there was approximately $53,850 of new work that was found that needed to be done to help preserve and finish the window treatments. And we were able to find offsets to those expenditures to where we were able to delete some things that weren't found to be as in bad of condition as originally thought. So as again, as this particular change order represents zero expense or savings and has nothing to do with the completion time. The prior two change orders that we've had, the first one, we actually saw a net credit of $9,327, which is still being carried forward. Our current contract amount is 6.676, which is $9,300 under budget. And unless there's a major catastrophe, we're looking somewhere around the end of December, if not sooner, being finished. Is that correct? About possibly 2 months early. And the weather has been the contributing factor along with the working of Phoenix and their subcontractors. So I'm proud to report that this is project is on time and under budget so far. That doesn't happen around here too often. Thank you.
Any other discussion of any of the other matters? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Moving down to county commissioners, item A can be tabled with the permission of all the chiefs of the unincorporated area volunteer fire department. Item B is to consider and possibly approve an order creating the Praxair Inc. reinvestment zone. Item C is to consider and possibly approve an order amending the PrimCor reinvestment zone to allow the establishment of the Praxair reinvestment zone. Item D, unfortunately, is going to need to be tabled. I was out on Friday and didn't get to see the agenda, and so when I saw it this morning, I noticed that there is no public hearing that is scheduled, and this particular piece of legislation requires that there be a public hearing, so we're going to have to put that back on the agenda for next week. And we want to go ahead, Ms. Clark, and do legislation is not clear as to whether or not notice of that needs to be published. So out of an abundance of caution, we need to go ahead and publish some notice. We've got time. It does not have to be passed until January 1st. So if you could work with Mr. Jackson on that, I'd appreciate it. Item E, we've already covered. Item F is consider and possibly approve and authorize county judge to execute an intergovernmental contract between Jefferson County, Texas and the City of Nederland. Item G is to receive and file an executed intergovernmental agreement between Jefferson County and the City of Nederland. Item H is consider and possibly approve and authorize county judge to execute an intergovernmental contract between Jefferson County and the City of Groves. And item I is to receive and file that contract. Item J has already been covered. Item K is to consider and possibly approve a resolution regarding Jefferson County Section 3 policy and authorizing the county judge to execute the same. And that is a policy that relates to our receipt of community development block grant funds. It's a requirement of the federal and state government. Item L is to receive and file executed interlocal agreement between Jefferson County and City of Port Arthur and Port Neches regarding the repair of the old Twin City Highway, which was accomplished by Precinct 2, Commissioner Weaver. Item M is to consider and possibly authorize the county judge to execute a blanket order regarding the inspection of mental health court records to comply with and implement the requirements of the federal NICS Improvement Amendments Act of 2007, which allows those who are selling firearms to immediately check and see whether or not anyone who's applying for the sale of a handgun or other firearm has got had a mental health commitment. Item N is to receive and file an order to adopt the tax rate at 36.5 cents per $100 valuation, being 0.336439 cents for maintenance and operations and 0.028561 cents for debt service. Item O is to consider and approve a resolution for the 2012 Indigent Defense Grant application. And item P is to execute, receive, and file a contract for arraignment services and all other duties to be performed by Judge Leonard Giblin Jr., Judge Harold Placella, and Judge Charles Carver for the period October 1st, 2011 through September 30th, 2012. Do I have a motion on those items? Moved by Commissioner Weaver. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Commissioner Arnold. Any discussion on any of those items? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Those items pass unanimously. Under County Airport, item A is to receive and file the TxDOT ramp grant number M220BMPTA for the Jack Brooks Regional Airport. Item B is to consider and possibly approve out-of-state travel for Duke Yeomans, Clarence Huckabee, Aaron Hatcher, and James Simons attendance at the FAA's Wildlife Management and Identification Training October 19th in Lake Charles, Louisiana at Chenault International Airport. The only cost will be the per diem and the use of county vehicle for transportation. Do I have a motion on those items? Moved by Commissioner Weaver, seconded by Commissioner Senegal. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? That item passes unanimously. And under County Auditor, item A is consider an approved budget amendment for printing for additional costs in the amount of $3,500. Item B is to consider an approved budget amendment for the 252nd District Court for additional indigent defense costs in the amount of $15,000. Item C is to consider and approve a budget amendment service center for additional fuel costs in the amount of $30,000. Item D is to consider and approve a budget transfer for veteran services in the amount of $50 for additional costs for office supplies. Item E is to receive and file financial and operating statements for the month ending August 31st, 2011. And item F is regular county bills, check numbers 358191 through 358477. Do I have a motion on those items?
So moved.
Second? Second. Moved by Commissioner Senegal, seconded by Commissioner Weaver. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Those items passed unanimously. Moving on to County Clerk, item A is to consider and possibly approve expenditure from the County Clerk's Records Management Fund in the amount of $36,674 to replace metal shelving for probate records and to purchase an additional rolling metal shelving unit to accommodate the preservation of probate files and the conversion of these records from the file folders to the archival books. Have a motion on that item.
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Senegal.
Second.
Seconded by Commissioner Arnold. Is there any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? And those items pass unanimously. That item A. Under Engineering Department, item A is to consider and possibly approve amendment number one to the project cooperation agreement between the General Land Office in Jefferson County in the amount of $3,750,000 under the Coastal Erosion Planning and Response Act, GLO contract number 11-239-000-4825. And this amendment will reflect a revised termination date of August 31st, 2013. That project is located in precinct number 3 and is a beach dune restoration project that is going to be funded by U.S. Fish and Wildlife money through a contract agreement between Jefferson County, the Texas General Land Office, and the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, for which we're extremely appreciative. I have a motion on that item.
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Senegal.
Second.
Seconded by Commissioner Alford. Any discussion?
Let me ask a question on that project. We have $3.7 million, and it's how do we go out and contract out for that work? Is it specialty work where it's sole source, or how do we do that?
Commissioner, this is an ongoing project. We have LEAP Engineering that's doing the design work for the coastal erosion project. And as soon as we can get that project approved and the environmental completed, then we will go to construction on a very small portion right in the center, which is the most vulnerable spot where water is intruding into the marsh at this point. Actually, it's a very small portion of the overall project, but it fits the money that we were allotted.
And Don, my original understanding and discussions with GLO was that we were going to provide the in-kind engineering services and GLO was going to award the contract. Has that changed?
No, that is still correct.
Okay. Anything else on that item? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? That item passes unanimously. We've already covered juvenile probation under Sheriff's Department. Item A is to consider and possibly approve a deadline extension for the 2009 IPP Buffer Zone Protection Plan Grant Adjustment Notice. And item B is to receive and file the 2009 IPP Buffer Zone Protection Grant Adjustment Notice. Have a motion on that item. Moved by Commissioner Alford. Do I have a second? Seconded by Commissioner Weaver. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? And lastly, under tax assessor collector, item A is to consider and possibly approve a resolution giving permission to the sheriff to conduct an auction to sell property currently held by the Jefferson County and the entities for which it collects. The auction will be held on the first Tuesday of November 2011. Do I have a motion on that item?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Senegal, seconded by Commissioner Arnold. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? That item passes unanimously. Now, is there any member of the court that has any announcements or anything they wish to bring to the public's attention? If not, then we are adjourned, and thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for being here today.
Judge, I'd just like to remind everybody for their employees are still getting flu shots out for the remainder of the day at Agricultural Extension if you haven't already had it.
Great, thank you.